Hello everybody, it's Bernard the Alien. I'm back again with another fantastic session. And today I'm super stoked and happy and excited to let you guys know that it's my first show where I have a special guest. And that specific guest has a name. His name is Mark Cuberti. He is actually from New York. And he is, in my opinion, an awesome guru in social media, especially when it comes down to Twitter. And because I was so excited what I have read, what I have seen about him, I basically got in contact with him, asked him, hey, let's do an interview and let's get started. And yeah, so get ready, you know, because this show will have the best input ever, the best content. We are talking about tools he's using. We are talking about how it is actually possible to use social media and to make your goals happening and to drive traffic and to create buzz. And you know, originally I thought I can do basically one session and one podcast. But we had so much to talk and we had so much to cover that I decided we make a two-part session about it. And yeah, today I'm super happy to announce it that, of course, I had to pre-record it. And I'm more than happy to start with you today the first part of the wonderful interview. It's Bernard the Alien and my special guest is Mark Cuberti. And yes. That's about it, and let's get started. This is Alien Bernard with Alien Marketing. All right, everybody, this is Bernard the Alien back again, and today I have a wonderful surprise for everyone outside, and you will not believe it. I was bumping into a very, very young guy, and his name is Mark Cuberti. I hope I spell it right, but he will tell us pretty soon. Yeah. And I was actually totally stoked about his website and his social media blogging and business tips. And today, here he is, Mark Cuberti. Welcome to my show, and hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, thanks, Mark. So, Mark, if you don't mind a little bit, I'm really super stoked about what I was reading on your blog. And can you tell me actually a little bit about yourself? I mean, you're now 15 or 16 years old, and yep. You have a pretty good blog. So how did you start all this?
Well, I started by pouring out my passions and expertise into my blogging. So I started off as a blogger just trying to find his way around. So my first blog was about the Boston Red Sox, which is my favorite baseball team. That is very tough for me since I live in New York and the Red Sox are like the arch rival of all the New York baseball fans. But regardless, I wrote the blog post. I learned more about blogging. I got comfortable with it. I thought it was a lot of fun. But as I was blogging, I wanted to learn more about getting more traffic, and that evolved into learning how to use social media and how to write better blog posts. And then I thought, I've learned so much about that, why can't I just move that over and just create a blog about social media and blogging? And then that's how it began for this particular blog.
Yeah, that's awesome, Mark. And you know, I also realized I wasn't quite sure when I was checking your blog and website, and of course, I'm going through, you know, like some metrics and I was checking it, but I saw that you have already a page rank of 3. And as far as I know, you basically, I think, started the domain maybe a year ago, right?
I started the domain name at 2012 at like September, but I didn't really update the blog until November.
Okay, fine. Yeah, because like, you know, my experience is when I started my first websites, and I'm a dinosaur, ancient, you know, like 10 years ago or whatever, or 15 years ago. But I still have on my personal website just a page rank of 2. And we all know page rank is kind of important as well. And yeah. Then I was actually really excited when I figured, wow, in a pretty short period of time, you have been able to
get a page rank of 3. Do you think this is mainly because of your social media strong engagement, or what do you think might be the biggest success for achieving like PageRank of 3 in such a short period of time?
Well, I think Twitter had a really big impact, Twitter in particular. Social media is very powerful in getting more traffic, but I noticed as my social media traffic went up, my SEO traffic would go right up to that exact number. So when I was starting to use Twitter like really effectively and getting like 150 daily visitors to my blog, my SEO suddenly went up from like those unknown numbers, like some days you get 50, some days you get 9. But the SEO suddenly went right up to the amount of traffic I got from Twitter. So I was getting like 150 visitors from SEO as well. So I think social media has a really big impact on your SEO. So if you focus on social media, you're automatically helping your own SEO.
Yeah, that's really incredible. You know, especially what I think is so exciting about everything, you know, age doesn't really matter. And, you know, I'm so happy also to talk about that with you, because I want to be super authentic. I want to show also that you can be 80 years old, but you can be 15 years old or 16 years old. And it really doesn't matter. If we all have a topic, we are into it. It's so much fun and we can learn so much from each other. That's just fantastic. Then you just mentioned it, Mark. That comes to the next point, actually. You said social media. And I figured when I was looking at your blog that you are, in my opinion, already somehow a Twitter guru, you know, because I figured you created also some videos, of course. Yes. That is amazing. And you mentioned a couple of tools. Do you mind like telling me, you basically, my second question is, you mentioned Twello. Can you tell me and briefly explain me why you think that Twello is such a good and useful tool and how you use it?
Well, Twello allows you to find users based on a variety of different algorithms and location factors. Twello basically allows you to find users based on location and their niche. So if you want to search in social media, you would find a bunch of people who talk about social media. And then you could also do this by state, by city, by country. So not only can you find people who like talking about similar things as you, but you could find people who are like either nearby or in the same country or in the same state, so you can interact in other cases as well.
So you basically, I mean, when I was digging into Twello a little bit, I wasn't 100% sure if I could understand it, because you have like the categories. That's what's always popping immediately into popping up. And it's I think, the most important stuff. But are you saying, let's say you pick a category, right? Like, what do we have here? If I look at the site, I can see advertising, education. Doesn't matter, whatever, like tutors and tutoring. But once you click the category, what are you going to do with that?
Well, once you click the category, you get to see a list of people who are in that category and they have big followings. You want to follow those people and interact with them. And then you could also find people who live nearby who, let's say they do speaking events. You could go to one of those speaking events and connect with the person that way as well.
Okay, so that basically means, let's say I'm picking here, whatever, education, and then I can see category in the education tutors and tutoring. There are 2,560 people. And in my opinion, you know, I'm on the West Coast. I can see immediately it shows the results from Portland, Oregon. And then basically you are suggesting just really reach out to them, follow these people, and see what they are talking and chatting about, and then finally tweeting about, right?
Yeah, exactly. You want to find the leaders of your niche and then see what they do so you are able to learn from them.
Okay, that makes totally sense. And then additional, that leads to another question. You also mentioned three basically strategies to get more retweets on Twitter. Would you mind basically telling us about your favorite strategies you use when you use Twitter?
Not at all. One of my favorite strategies is you want to tweet frequently and consistently, because people don't spend a lot of time on Twitter since it's a network of simplicity. That doesn't mean people don't like to spend time on Twitter. That just means people are able to get more out of Twitter in the same amount of time compared to other social networks. So what that means is, since there's a constant stream of content pouring in, if you, let's say, send out a tweet at 3 o'clock and your follower logs in at 3:05, or even for some people, 3:02, then they miss your tweet. But if you're sending out a lot of tweets throughout the day, you have more chances to reach out to more people. So what I do is I use Hootsuite Pro to schedule my tweets with their bulk scheduler, and I'm able to send out one tweet every 20 minutes. So by the time this podcast is over, I would have automatically sent out another tweet.
Wow. So Mark, are you saying, I mean, when I followed that, I mean, I was looking into Hootsuite, that is one of the tools you mentioned as well, where you can schedule your tweets. But are you saying like every 20 minutes you're sending out a tweet?
Every 20 minutes. So let's say if it's 4 o'clock now, that's when I send out my tweet. The next one's at 4:20. The next one's at 4:40, and just keeps on going. Wow. The reason this is very important is because it's very important to realize that everyone has different time zones. For you and me, for example, right now it's 4:02 as we're talking, but it could be earlier in your case, 1:02, right?
Right, it's 1 or 2, 3 hours, yeah.
Yeah, and then like other places have 12-hour differences. So when it's midnight in Oregon or midnight in New York, it could be noon somewhere else, like Germany or Australia or some other place. And those people are active on Twitter and they could see your tweets.
Right. Actually, when you are trying to connect with Twitter, with more people and getting more followers and getting more retweets, are you focusing actually on countries? Are you saying basically, hey, for me, it's important to get actually Twitter followers from the US, or is it basically around the world?
Well, for me, I focus on getting people from around the world, but there are some brands and companies that only could do US customers or can only have customers in Europe. So for them, it would be really great to focus in on people in the same countries. And also for like anyone who wants to like just contact people who live nearby, who are in like the same state as you, because if they have like some kind of public speaking event nearby, you may want to go to that so you can learn more about that person and learn a lot about your niche. That's what I do. I follow people who are nearby, go to their speaking events, and just pen and pad, write down notes.
Okay. And one more question, Mark. I mean, there are plenty of questions I do have for you today, but another one is, when you are sending out so many tweets, I mean, how many times are you basically sending out the same story or the same, I don't know, article you want to create buzz? Is it like, because like when you're sending out every 20 minutes a tweet, that's quite a lot. And, you know, I mean, depending on the content you have on your blog, etc., or is it just random stuff? Or how do you organize that? How do you attack that?
Well, that's a really great question. And what I do is I have different files up. So it's not like I'm tweeting the same stuff every day. It's separated by about a week. But the main point in why I actually do that is because what if on Monday someone wasn't logged into Twitter and they didn't see that particular blog post? I mean, chances are there aren't people who are going, oh, you said the same exact thing at the same exact time like a week ago. Because people aren't looking through my feeds and looking through my timeline and like writing down in like a notebook all the days I sent out a tweet and which one I sent out. So it's okay to do that as long as you're not tweeting the same things every single day.
Okay, so basically you're saying, let's say you write an article or you have a specific topic and you want to create some buzz around it. So what are you going to do is you schedule maybe a week to bombard, if I can say it like that. It's, for me, it feels like bombarding a little bit all your followers. But I have to say, I don't get this impression. I mean, when I'm saying bombarding, when I read your tweets, you're absolutely right. I can't be 100% every freaking hour on Twitter. It's just impossible. But I see that you are showing up all the time in my tweets, and that's fantastic. And I also have to say that I do not see actually, and I didn't in the past, lots of repetitive posts you make. So you're basically saying, let's say if you want to create some buzz for one specific topic, you promote it for a week or something like this, and you create tons of tweets that is related to that specific blog post. And after a week, you jump to the next topic, and then you might, repeat, rinse, and is it like that?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of rinsing and repeating. And as you look through, I look through the responses that my other followers have. So I see if a tweet isn't doing that well, if it's not generating the right attention, I just stop tweeting that particular tweet. And then I look back at my blog post and I think, how could I go deeper into certain aspects that my followers liked? Mm-hmm. And then I think, how could I write a blog post that is similar to that but goes into a different perspective?
Okay. And when you're saying you track it back, I'm not sure if you use WordPress or something like this or any other analytic programs, but you basically are tracking back if the traffic comes straight from your Twitter followers, right?
When I say I track, I mean I just look at how people are responding to the tweets. So if there's a lot of retweets and favorites, that means the tweet was good, but if it didn't get a lot of attention, then that was bad. I look at how many people actually share the blog post.
Uh-huh. Okay. So basically, but I mean, when you are paying all this attention and the efforts into Twitter, you're trying to get more audience to your blog, right?
Yes.
Okay. And is there any specific or special tool you use to check that actually, to see how much traffic you achieve through Twitter on your blog or to a specific blog? Or is this too probably difficult?
No, this is actually something that WordPress allows you to do. I use WordPress to see like how many visitors I'm getting from certain places. So I could see how many people came from Twitter, how many people came from search engines, how many people came from Pinterest and other places as well.
Yes. Okay. I see. Yeah. I love this tool. For anybody else, if you use WordPress, you have like in the dashboard an overview and you can check it out. And no wonder I'm very authentic and honest. My Twitter never actually showed up. That's why I contacted Mark because I have other streams and I can see that the social impact is actually really very, very interesting. So I was checking out a little bit Reddit and so, and if a post is really related and you basically can really speak to the folks outside, you can see that you have like, for instance, that was my high score record, like 200 people looking basically within 6 hours on one post. And that's actually pretty cool.
This is Alien Bernard with Alien Marketing. Visit my website, bernardreiter.com, and check out the Alien Marketing section. Believe me, it's crazy good. It's extraterrestrial. And now let's continue with my guest, Marco Berti, and social media and Twitter domination.
You mentioned when you use Twitter, actually three favorite strategies, but you mentioned also other tools. So I'm not quite sure now if you have been mentioning, I just want to make the points really clear. One of your three strategies. So basically the first you mentioned is tweet every 20 minutes, right?
Hootsuite Pro.
Right. So this is the first tool where you basically set it up for every 20 minutes and you blast it out.
Exactly.
Okay. So what is the second strategy, the second point of your favorite things, what you think you do or,
All right. The second strategy for me is to tweet valuable content. I know to some people that may sound really simple, but when I think of valuable content, I'm thinking of something that your targeted followers are going to enjoy and get a lot out of. It's not good enough to just tweet something for your own pleasure. You want to tweet something that is going to benefit people and provide them with value. So what I do is I only tweet out the blog post that I believe would serve my targeted audience, and then I tweet motivational quotes to motivate them through their journeys.
Okay, but you know, how do you figure that out? I mean, when you're saying like your targeted audience, that your tweets are basically, it should serve and it should be relevant for your targeted audience. But how can you actually really figure out who your audience is? I mean, my difficulties in Twitter that always was like is, okay, I just started, I think 200 followers, okay? So that's compared to your size. Oh my God. So if nobody knows, I think, Mark, how many followers do you have right now? I think
111,000.
Jesus. Oh my God. That's crazy. Yeah. Fantastic job, Mark. But
thanks.
But you know, I mean, how can you track that? I mean, how are you able to know from the 100,000 folks you have, and even more, what do they want to hear? What a target audience is it? Do you make like groups per interest or their passions and hobbies, and how do you filter it? How can you figure that out?
Well, in order to find out your target audience, you first have to ask yourself what you do. That may come up automatically for some people. That may be a little difficult for others, but you want to ask yourself, what do I want to be known for doing on Twitter? The second thing you want to do is you want to find someone with a huge following who shares the same exact interests as you. You want to make sure this person doesn't have a lot of fake followers. So just run what is called a Twitter audit on them just to make sure that there are not a lot of fake followers in this account. Then what you do is you just go through the list, follow people who are likely to follow back, and that's your target audience.
Okay, and the audit you have been mentioning, how does it roll? Is there a specific website or tool you're using to see like if that specific person has lots of like fake followers? How do you
It's called twitteraudit.com. You just type that in. It comes up. It's really easy to use. You enter in the person's username, and then Twitter Audit brings up the results.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I didn't know that either. So that's a wonderful tip. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. That's cool. Okay. So basically, you're saying a good content, relevant content that what your followers want to read. And okay, and you said you want to make sure that sure that people know what specific field you are targeting. So in your case, it's, I would say, digital marketing. It's SEO, right? It's social media, of course.
Yes.
I think that's the heart. But basically, if you don't mind giving us an example, let's say if you want to create more followers on Twitter for social media, basically, how do you search then for these folks? Like you go into SEO groups or you search for blogs, or how do you find them? Or is it straight through and directly through Twitter?
Yes, it is exactly through Twitter. What you do, all you do is you enter in your search term that you want to be known for. So for me, an example, that would be social media. So I would search in social media. And then there's a category on Twitter called something like people who talk about social media. And then it will show you an order from the person with the biggest following to the person with like not as many followers. But there's a bunch of algorithms that go into that. Twitter is not good at like sharing people their algorithms, because if they share the algorithms, I guess people would cheat the system. But basically, the people with like the biggest audiences and the biggest engagement show up on the top, and then those are the people who you run the Twitter outlets on until you find the ideal person.
Okay, that makes now totally sense. So, okay, if I follow up, the first recommendation, again, you said it's basically tweeting every 20 minutes. The second one is the content, so it's also relevant to your target audience, and you also told us now how you basically can connect with them and how you can find them. So what is then your third strategy or your third favorite thing to do?
Well, the third strategy is that you need to tweet catchy headlines in order to get more retweets. I'm not sure how much this applies to Twitter, but I know when someone visits a blog post I think 80% of people read the headline, but only 20% of people read the actual blog post from start to finish. So the headline is a really strong indicator of how much attention you can grab and how popular your tweet is going to become.
Okay. And when you mention these headlines, are you following basically like copywriting standards or phrases, or are you basically, because like when you tweet every 20 minutes, that's a lot of tweets and lots of headlines, catchy headlines. I mean, how do you approach that?
Well, for WordPress, what they do is they copyright your blog automatically. So if you go to the bottom of my blog, you'll see copyright, and then you'll see the year, which in this case is 2014. So my content is secure because of WordPress.
Oh, wait a minute. Now I couldn't follow you. What does that exactly mean?
That means that WordPress has the copyright. They protect your content so that no one else can use it. Because it's like if someone plagiarized one of my blog posts, that's like against the copyright, because WordPress has a copyright where they give you full ownership of your content, and someone taking it would be just like plagiarism.
Okay. Sorry, Mark, I guess this was my bad. I was actually talking about copywriting headlines, you know, where people have like, hey, seven killer steps.
Oh, or like a list.
Yes. Like seven killer tips or whatever in order to lose your belly fat. And, you know, we all read these kind of killer headlines, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking actually about not the copyrights, more about the copywriting. But I guess for everybody who knows me, I'm Bernard the Alien and my English sucks. So sorry about that.
Okay.
And then I have one more question. What do you personally think about actually when you tweet using images? Do you think that has much more value, is much more catchy, or what's your experience about that? Or do you think it doesn't actually really matter?
My experience with images is that they have a big impact on how much more engagement you get. There is a statistic where images get up to like 200% more engagement than tweets without images. So they are definitely very powerful. I remember I retweet other people's tweets on occasion just to like add variety to my own timeline. So one time I tweeted a picture of like a giraffe sleeping and what it looks like. Now, a tweet could have said a giraffe sleeps with like its neck down and looks strange, but you actually see the picture, and it's a lot different from like writing it versus seeing the picture. So that tweet spread a lot. And it's important to remember that like we are in the visual generation where we need to see pictures. Words are no longer enough for us. They really say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. That's true. I believe in that. Pictures are very valuable.
Yeah, I agree. I'm a picture guy as well, man. I'm telling you, I didn't read many books in my entire life, but I was definitely looking at many picture books. Awesome. Okay, well then, let's move on. I know I have tons of questions, Mark. But I think we will cover lots of fantastic input from you. And then I was reading something on your blog as well. I think that was fantastic as well. And you are talking about successful giveaways on Twitter. Can you give us maybe one example, a practical example, how you host a successful giveaway on Twitter?
Well, in order to host a successful giveaway on Twitter, you need to have the first thing you need to do is choose the prize. Now, there could be a wide variety of prizes. My recommendation, do not do cash. I know some people are thinking, oh, people would love to have cash. But think about the eSurance giveaway. It was a $1.5 million cash prize. Now, it did get a lot of exposure. It trended for the hashtag trend, I think, for 2 days. And eSurance got over 200,000 followers.
Holy.
In one day.
Wow.
So looking at that, you would think, wow, that's incredible. eSurance did a really good job. They got a lot of exposure. They got thousands of retweets and favorites. But since Easterns did a money giveaway, after the giveaway was awarded, people no longer had any reason to continue following Easterns. So they just kept on losing followers. They've been continuing to lose followers. I mean, for right now, they're down to like 110,000. They were up at 285,000 during this giveaway. Huh. So people had no reason to stick around.
Yeah, so I see. And you know what my personal thing is, when I was digging more into Twitter, and I do that, I'm not sure if that's absolutely wrong, but what I do is I look actually if it's a person and if it's if it's a private person who is authentic. And as soon as I can see like a big corporation or whatever, you know, is tweeting, I have actually my doubts if there is, you know, any value for me, any content, if we share the same interests. And so, I mean, how do you see that? Do you also recommend like for bigger companies to do lots of Twitter, or is it more like for the small business owners?
Well, for the giveaway, I think it's fair to say that anyone can host their own giveaway because there are like a wide variety of options you have. And I'm going to go into it sort of. Another kind of giveaway you want to do is a self-promotion giveaway where you give away one of your own products. So one of the things you could do is, let's say you don't have any money to spend for a giveaway. You could put together a PDF or a report or a tiny training course and just give that away instead so that you don't really have to spend any money for the startup that doesn't want to risk losing a lot of money. So that's another great thing to do. And the reason self-promotion works really well is because people who are spreading the word about it, they see your product. Even if they don't necessarily win the giveaway, they see your product. And some people may be thinking, all right, I should buy this product even if I don't win because it looks so good.
Okay, that makes totally sense. And I mean, when you're talking about, you know, successful giveaways, I mean, that can be like an ebook, video tutorials, or whatever you have to offer, right?
Exactly. It could be anything, as long as it's a prize that people would want to win.
Okay. And you basically tweet it out like, hey, I have a fantastic giveaway. Check out my website. If you're interested, there is a PDF, etc., right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I do for subscribers. I give them a free video right when they subscribe so it entices them.
Right. Okay. That's really awesome. Yeah, and that was actually also something I was stumbling upon your website was then the videos, of course. And what I really like about the videos, the three where you also mentioned like the tools you love to use, is they're short. You know, they are short. They are catchy because you get straight to the point and they are short. And this is what I learned. The shorter you do things, the quicker, and you get straight to the point. That's actually always the best. So great value, Mark. Great value.
Thank you.
Okay, then I was writing down another thing here. You have been talking on your blog about like facts about using a Twitter list. What's your absolute favorite fact actually about using a Twitter list?
Well, the thing about following a lot of people is that you can't really organize them if you just continue following them. Like for me, for example, I'm following like over 90,000 people. It's hard for me to like see tweets from like specific people that I want to see from unless I go to their individual accounts.
Right.
And that could prove to be quite tedious.
Yeah.
So what you could do is you could create Twitter lists with specific people on those lists. So that would mean for me, I have a list for social media, I have a list for entertainment, I have multiple lists for multiple categories, and it allows me to see the type of content that I want to see at any given moment.
Okay, and when you create this kind of categories and lists, are you actually using the same categories like Twello is using?
I mean, well, you could name your list based on any kind of name, and you have the option to keep it, make it public or make it private, which basically means if it's private, only you could see it. If it's public, other people can see it as well.
Okay. But I mean, I have never seen actually a list like that. Is that a specific feature Twitter is offering you to basically build these lists and groups or categories, or do you export it and do an Excel sheet, or how do you create that list actually?
Well, this service is actually a part of Twitter where you could go into the settings and manage your lists.
Ah, okay, wonderful. So I didn't even see that. You see, Twitter is actually really deep. And as far as I know, then that might be pretty similar to like G+, where you have your circles, right? And
yeah.
Then you basically have your SEO circles, you have your groups, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, thanks a lot for that tip, Mark. We are getting deeper and deeper. That's really exciting.
This is Alien Bernard with Alien Marketing. Visit my website, bernardreiter.com, and check out the Alien Marketing section. Believe me, it's crazy good. It's extraterrestrial. And now let's continue with my guest, Marco Berti, and social media and Twitter domination.
So, and then I have another question for you. That question might be a little bit extreme and straight and direct, so don't be shocked. But, and it might sound like it's also like a stupid question, but here it comes. My question is, how do you actually make money on Twitter?
Well, actually, that is a very great question, because a lot of people get that confused. When they think about making money on Twitter, they think about how can I make money directly from Twitter.com. That's when things like My Likes or IZEA or Sponsored Tweets comes in, where you advertise content. You'd send like an advertised tweet and then you get a commission. Either you get paid based on just for sending it, or you get paid per click. So that's what people think of normally when they're making money on Twitter. But in order to make money from Twitter, you can't make it directly from Twitter.com. You need to, let's say, promote your blog, get a subscriber base there, and use your blog to promote your products. So in essence, you're not making money on Twitter's actual website. You are making money depending on where you are able to lead your followers.
Okay. So that basically means, again, you are using Twitter as a social media tool to drive people to your blog, and then whatever you have to offer on your blog, this is where you make finally money, either through affiliate sales or you sell your own PDFs and products and knowledge, training classes or whatever, right?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, that was actually pretty clear there. Then another question I do have. Straightforward, my question is, can you give us one killer example how you would promote Twitter on your blog?
Promote Twitter on your blog?
Let's keep it this way. How you would promote Twitter on your blog?
Well, the first thing that you want to do, this is something that every blog needs nowadays. You want to have a follow button, which is basically, there's a Twitter follow button, someone clicks on it, they see your account on Twitter, and then they could follow you that way. Another thing I would do is I would host a giveaway on Twitter, tell people about that giveaway on my blog, and say, you need to be following me and you have to retweet the tweet. That means people visiting my blog automatically are following me if they want to, you know, enter in for a giveaway, win something for free, and throw that word free around because people love hearing it. So tell them that it's free, tell them they have to follow you, and then tell them they have to retweet it so that your content is able to spread further on Twitter and reach more people. So that's how I would promote my Twitter on my blog.
Okay, that sounds great. And then actually when you're talking about, and that's an excellent strategy, if you are following me, only if you follow me, then I give you that basically free giveaway. But is there any specific plugin? How do you do that? That once somebody is following you, you send out like an automatic message?
Well,
or how does that work?
Well, that's why what I would do is I would also ask for a retweet so that Twitter shows me a list of all the people who I retweeted. And then you just like do some kind of lottery pick or something to see who won the giveaway.
Okay. That makes perfectly sense now. Then this is a question I didn't actually think before, but when I look at all these points we have been already discussing, I can imagine, especially the first point you talked about, tweeting every 20 minutes. Of course, you use Hootsuite. And so, but I mean, in my opinion, it sounds like everything sounds actually really fantastic. And I can clearly see your results, your blog. It shows it clearly. You can see that you're very successful with that. But how much time does it actually take? Because, you know, lots of our folks, in my opinion, I'm ancient compared to you, but I have a full-time job, of course, and I don't have that amount of time. So I'm really curious, how much time do you actually invest and does it really take in order to get all these things done? Because what I can see is when you really want to do that and you want to be successful, it seems to be a lot of work and it seems to be hard work. So what is your opinion and perspective of view of that?
Well, my opinion on that is there are two different ways to do work. There's the thing where you do it difficult, hard, gut, sweat, tear, glory. You just go in there, you put in as much work as you can. The other kind of work is working smart. And this is the better type where you are looking at the thing you have to do and then you think, how can I reduce this? How can I make this go quicker? So if I was doing everything, like if I just started and I just knew this, it would be taking me hours a day. But since now I use Hootsuite Pro and I use other tools as well, and I just send out more tweets, and I could do a file now. I can upload a file to Hootsuite Pro, and then they schedule the tweets for me that are in that file. So now I'm able to do the same things in 1 hour that most people do in about 5 hours.
Okay, so basically you're saying it's all about being smart, organize it, and basically also build up a system where you constantly have, you know, you show up constantly on Twitter and you plan and organize everything.
Yes, exactly. You want to do that, and you also want to see, like, if you have to pay $9.99 a month, $9.99, just to make that clear for because some things could actually be that expensive, but yeah. If you're paying something for like a low price and it goes faster and it saves you time, it's worth the investment. Hootsuite Pro, I did the 1 year deal. I think that's like, it's a total of $8.99 a month, but it allows me to save at least 10 hours of my time every week, because if I had to schedule one tweet every 20 minutes manually, that's like entering in the tweet, entering in a few more things, and then clicking schedule. But with the Hootsuite Pro, I have a whole system where I'm able to do that. I could schedule 80 tweets in just 4 clicks. So that saves a lot of time. And just keep on doing that for other tools and other methods on Twitter. And that's how you're able to do something in 1 hour that it takes 5 hours for most people.
Wow, yeah, that's great. I mean, I was digging into Hootsuite, actually, what you mentioned earlier when we got in contact. And I did not figure out actually this pro version yet. But you're saying if you use the pro version, which is like $9 per month, you can do this much more efficient. I mean, what is the big difference? Because when I use the free version, I basically can schedule all my tweets. I can say, hey, I want to have a tweet like scheduled for the entire week or so. But what is really the big difference between the pro version?
The big difference is that, well, there are a lot of differences, but I use what they call the bulk scheduler. Basically, what you do is you have all of your tweets in a CSV file. I know that sounds like really difficult, lots of coding. It's not nearly as difficult as it sounds. Hootsuite sends you like a sample sheet so that you could like get an idea for what you need to do. But basically you have the sheet, you upload that sheet to Twitter, and then, I mean, you upload it to Hootsuite, and then they schedule them all for you. So you could schedule 40 tweets in four clicks or 40 tweets in, no, or 80 tweets in four clicks. But imagine how long it would really take for you to manually schedule 40 or 80 tweets.
Right. That's crazy. Right. Because even when I was using it, I started to use it, I figured, wow, it really is time consuming. And if you want to have all the things prepared first, because you want to have the right content, you want to have to catch the headlines, etc., it is really time consuming. So I think that's a great tip, like using the pro version. That sounds really worth it doing it, right?
Exactly. It's totally worth the, if you do the 1 year contract, $8.99 a month.
That's great. Well, okay, then I want to say for everybody who is listening to us, if you have not been checking out Mark Guberi's website, Mark, your website, please tell it everyone. I will say it here loud and clear as well. It's markguberi.com, you know, right? Do you spell it right? Is it actually Guberi or do you say Guberti?
I say it as Guberti, but I want to make this very clear because a lot of people make this mistake. It's Mark Guberti, but in Mark, it's a C. You don't want to spell it with a K because then nothing will come up.
Right.
I've had that happen a lot of times, so I needed to make that clear.
Right. And I want to also take this opportunity and invite everyone to really look at Mark's blog. It has really great content. I was totally stoked and fascinated about how easy actually you write the content, also the short videos you made. You came straight to the point. And I also saw, I want to talk about that a little bit as well, you have been writing some books.
Yes, I have.
So what can you tell me about the books, and how can that be that you have been already writing successfully books?
Well, the great thing about the whole technology era is that there's less of a limit on age, and doing the things that were once impossible are now simple. I mean, if I wanted to publish a book, let's say I was 16 years old, 20 years ago, let's say something like that happened, I would have to go to the publisher, submit my book idea multiple times, and hope that one of the publishers finally said yes. I mean, there are the stories of like J.K. Rowling getting denied by, I think, 9 publishers, and then Dr. Seuss getting denied by 32. So the publishing system made it really hard for you to publish your book. It had to be, not only did it have to be really good, but the person reading it had to think it was really good. But on Amazon, you can just self-publish your own book. You don't have to run it through a publisher. You don't have to send it to like 20 different people. You just publish it. It's easy. And as a result, I mean, I've been able to publish 7 books right now, and I've got like 2 or 3 juggling around right now.
Yeah, right. That's awesome. So I was just going from your website to and clicked my book. So if you want to check that out, and it jumps straight to Amazon, of course, where you can see Mark in action. It's really fantastic to see. And then you have like 365 ways to improve your business in 2014. Fool's Gold, honest ways to make money online, keep the ball rolling, how to publish more Kindle ebooks faster, how to be successful on Twitter. That was actually my eye catch, you know. And then 77 powerful methods to get more Kindle ebook sales. So it looks like I'm really excited seeing something like this. Shows really lots of passion of yours in being that and doing that. And how did it actually start? How did you get so, and did you find so much excitement and the interest in like doing social media, Mark?
Well, I did create the blog about the Boston Red Sox, and I just kept on creating different blogs because at the beginning, like, a blogger rarely knows what he's going to do and what he's actually going to blog about right from the start. I mean, when I was writing about the Boston Red Sox, I thought, like, how am I going to get into social media and blogging? How is this going to possibly ever going to happen? I can never expect myself doing that because I never even thought of it. But as I thought, all right, I see my blog. I want it to get more traffic. I want more people to see it. I did the digging, I did the research, I thought, I'll create my Market Birdie blog. I created that blog, but then I realized I'm giving away a lot of content for free. There's got to be some way to make a profit from it without, like, changing my blogging schedule. I want to continue to give people a lot of free content from my blog, but at the same time, I wanted to see how could I make revenue from the content and the knowledge that I have. So that evolved into books, that evolved into training courses, and that has evolved into several other products as well and services, including consultation sessions.
Yeah, that's awesome. And one thing you mentioned, actually, you said you did the digging. Basically, are you saying you made more research work, like figuring out if there is a market? Or, I mean, did you basically look for keywords? Did you make keyword research? Or what specifically did you mean by digging?
Well, what I would do is I would search on Google for social media articles. I would say, and search engines on Google, such as like how to get more engagement on Twitter, how to get more followers on Twitter. I would read across a lot of those articles. You know the classic ones like 10 ways to get more followers on Twitter and stuff like that?
Yeah, right.
I was reading through every single one of those articles, and that's how I basically learned what I know about social media and blogging, and that's what I put into my own blog.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome, Mark. It shows really how self-driven you are. And then there is one more thing I really want to mention that that's fantastic. It's called Twitter Domination Training Course. And that stuff is, I mean, I was looking at it. It looks really fantastic. When you click on your website in the Twitter Domination Training, you're jumping to, I think, Udemy, or can you tell us a little bit more where you hosted and how this Twitter domination course, what is good for?
The Twitter domination training course shows you how to get more engagement, how to grow a targeted audience, and how to make the best of the following you already have while growing it. And for the Twitter domination training course, I host it on something called Udemy, which is a free service to use. You split the profit with them 50-50. And what they do is they make it really easy for you to create the actual training course. As I said before, it's free. But what they also like to do is they make it easy for you to upload videos. It's very simple. It's as simple as uploading a YouTube video. You just click upload. You select the video. You click. You upload. Take some time to upload. And you add a description. So it's really easy to use, but the results can be incredible from it.
Okay, awesome. And that also means like there is the payment system and everything already included. So you don't need really to worry about that. I probably think you only need to have a PayPal account or something like that, right?
Right.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. And I see you have on your Twitter domination like 21 sessions. Pretty amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I also can see that's a great success. You already had 558 students enrolled. Is this for real, Mark?
Yep, that is for real. Wow. 500 plus students.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, and also like the price right now for that Twitter domination course is like $100, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. So that means another testimony that you actually made already quite a lot of money through your Twitter domination course.
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Mark, what else do I have here on my list? Anything else, actually? I think we were going through a lot of points. And is there anything else you would like to let us know? Anything what you specifically want to let our audience know and spread the word and create some more buzz?
Well, since I am constantly writing new blog posts that contain valuable posts and information, if you want to stay up to date with all the information that I have and learn more tidbits along the way about all the social networks, blogging, productivity, and more in general, you can subscribe to my blog at markaburdy.com.
Awesome. Perfect. And finally, I would say like the success, in my opinion, what you really had already in a very short period of time Do you personally think it's mainly because through the strong social media engagement and the efforts you put in, or are you also working besides that on like backlink strategies for your blog? Or do you really think it's mainly like social media?
I think it's worth it to like explore SEO, like look at bounce rate, look at backlinking, but by far social media is the best way for you to get more traffic to your blog. It's attributed to like more than 50% of my blog's traffic. And then, as I said before, right when the social media traffic went up, the SEO traffic also went up as well.
Yeah, okay, that makes totally sense. And maybe do you have a few numbers for us? What is today like monthly based visitors? What's the traffic average based like since the last year per month?
Well, I get over 100,000 visitors on my blog every year. I think it's over 150,000 now.
Wow.
And that generates to well over 200,000 views, and it's rapidly growing.
Wow. That's amazing, Mark. That is really amazing. Well, Mark, I have so far I would have, of course, more questions, and we probably do another interview with you with other sessions, but I need to come somehow to an end as well. And I am so super happy and stoked to read more about all the exciting things you're doing. And I wish you so much for your further success. It's
Thank
really
you.
Amazing. Last but not least, I also want to mention, of course, Alien Marketing. That's what I started a couple months ago, where my idea was basically, you know, I want to connect with everyone in this circus. I would almost call it circus. Marketing, online marketing, social media, building your own blog, building your own website, how to get clients. I think this is a very interesting field, and it can be very overwhelming. And I just wanted to ask you one question. You know, my idea was to start Alien Marketing for creative people, and most of the time in that field I was working, people always say, Bernard, what are you talking about? Why should that be just only for creative people? Or, you know, I'm just an artist, I want to focus on my artwork, and I don't need that digital marketing or social media. But I figured that, you know, it is extremely important these days, in my opinion, to know the power of social media and to know what you can do. And I know you didn't have probably such, a chance to listen to my podcast and so, but what do you think about Alien Marketing? Do you have any recommendations? Do you think it might be beneficial for us Mavericks, creative heads as well? What is your honest opinion on that? And maybe you have some recommendations as well.
I think Alien Marketing is definitely a valuable resource for creative people who are getting started with digital marketing. There are a lot of great podcast episodes, such as this one, that Bernard has done on his Alien Marketing podcast.
Well, thanks for the flowers, Mark. I really appreciate that, man.
My pleasure.
Okay, well, I would say, Mark, if you don't have any other questions, and I'm absolutely happy and excited about what we have been going through all these points, I would say thank you so much for today being here on the show. And I would say to everybody else, stick with me, stick with us, check out Mark Guberi's website. He's amazing. He's really doing a fantastic job. Also, check out his books and his Twitter domination course. You can learn a lot, and stick with us. I'm going to continue this wonderful ride, and we will have lots of fun. You will have lots of things to learn. And that's it for today. Mark, thank you so much. Special greetings to New York, right?
Yeah.
And to your family. Keep rocking, my friend. Keep rocking.
I will.
That's awesome. And I'll keep you posted what's going on, and also all the audience and listeners and followers. And yeah, talk to you soon. All the best. Take care and take it easy. Bye.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, sure, Mark. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
right, everybody. So don't forget to visit my site, bernardreiter.com, and check out the post and the podcast, of course, Alien Marketing. I am going to post this special article here with Mark, and I'm going to show also all the tools Mark is actually using, very successful, and he was mentioning in the podcast as well. Also, you can find the books Mark has been writing, 7 books actually, all related to digital marketing, very, very good. And of course, on top of that, don't miss out, Mark has a Twitter domination training course, which has actually lots of videos involved, and it shows you step by step how you can do the same what Mark have done in the past very successfully. So far so good. It was a pleasure having you everybody here. It was fantastic to talk with Mark. I hope it was also fantastic for you and that you could learn a lot. Talk to you soon in my next show. See you then. Take care. And yes, don't forget, it's crazy good. It's crazy Bernard, alien Bernard. It's extraterrestrial. And last but not least, I have to ask you one question. Are you a hobnogger? So, if you don't know what it is, and if you don't know if you're a hobnogger, then go to hobnogger.com and check it out right now. Don't forget, don't miss it out. Hobnogger.com and spread the word. That's the hit, I'm telling you guys. Hobnogger.com. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Spread the word and have a wonderful ride. Take care.